Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that many won't shy away from. We're talking about a subject today that most pastors will not address. We're talking about a subject today that most Christians are trying to be silent about, when multitudes are involved in the sale and or use of marijuana. We're talking about it as a result of Joe Biden's fiat magical pen signing the executive order that will release thousands across America in federal prisons. He's asking the state governors to do the same thing. Looking at an article again, President Biden issues executive order pardoning federal offenses of simple marijuana possession. President Joe Biden signed an executive order pardoning all prior federal offenses of marijuana possession. According to cause.com, the executive order will pardon more than 6,500 individuals convicted of the offense and thousands more through pardons under D.C. law. Now, notice it says 6,500, then it says thousands more. Ladies and gentlemen, this executive order, in my most humble opinion, will drop charges, release multitudes, perhaps as many as 10, 15, 20, 30,000 people in America. And the main cause, in my most humble opinion, is to restore voting rights just in time for them to be able to vote in 2022, November of this year, and then in 2024. This article says there are thousands of people who were convicted of marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities, Joe Biden says. My pardon will remove all of these burdens from them. He called on state governors to follow suit regarding the state offenses of civil possession of marijuana. Just as no one should be in federal prison solely due to possession of marijuana, no one should be in local jail or state prison for marijuana use or possession. Biden also asked the Secretary of Health and Human Services, the Attorney General, to review the classification of marijuana under federal laws in an expedited manner. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, not only am I going to open the doors for all of those that's already been caught, tried, convicted, charged with marijuana sale and or use possession, but also, ladies and gentlemen, he's saying, I want the marijuana not to be rated as a class one drug as it is rated today. He's wanting that to be dropped. He's wanting it to not have any teeth to it whatsoever as far as the sale and or use of marijuana. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say again, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, marijuana, the use of marijuana, is the gateway to all other hard drugs, to all other drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, heroin, meth, fentanyl, cocaine, and all of the hard drugs are used today, and the gate, generally an individual doesn't start out on those drugs. They start out on marijuana. I'm looking at an article headline, large headline, what's wrong with marijuana? Marijuana is getting stronger. This article says it has become increasingly popular since open drug use crashed through cultural and moral barriers in the 60s. Now, the youth of the 60s are parents, grandparents, voters, and politicians. Today, youths and even adults say that marijuana is basically harmless. It's not glamorous like it is portrayed in the entertainment or even medically beneficial. Attitudes have become so relaxed in the United States of America. Further, it says marijuana is not only getting stronger culturally, it's getting stronger chemically. There's some significant differences between the marijuana teens and youth, young adults use today as to what their parents and grandparents used. Marijuana can also seriously damage respiratory and cardiovascular health, causing chronic coughing, wheezing, bronchitis, smoking. Listen to this. Smoking relatively small amounts of marijuana has a similar impact as to smoking 5 to 7 times that amount in just cigarettes one after another, end quote. And that's just reading about 4 brief paragraphs out of about a 15-page document, ladies and gentlemen, on that subject. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just look at some facts. Let's talk about some details. And I'd love to hear from you. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Are you a Christian? Do you believe that a Christian should smoke or participate in drugs, whether it's marijuana, heroin, cocaine, meth, fentanyl? Should a Christian be involved in drinking alcoholic beverages, Miller Lowlife or Bud Dumber? I think not, based on the authority of the Scripture. Yet there are people that will want to argue that, debate that, that it's okay. Some will say, well, you know, I do that, and it hadn't hurt me. Nope. But, ladies and gentlemen, some of the statistical data that I'm about to give you will point out what it does to your family members, what it does to your friends and relatives, what it can do to those on the highways where you travel, that you're inebriated under the mind-altering and emotional-altering drug called marijuana. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is just some of the reasons that I believe that America is going to pot. Just consider the state of Colorado. State of Colorado voted in November of 2013 to legalize marijuana for recreational use. Starting January of 2014 to this present date, there are major cataclysmic, catastrophic events that have taken place. For example, in the state of Colorado alone, all crime has risen over 547%. 547. Now, you can't equate that just to marijuana, but certainly that is part and parcel of the reason that crime has increased in the state of Colorado. Home foreclosures have skyrocketed due to the families not having enough money to pay the bills due to buying pot. Foreclosures, families losing their homes, being kicked out of the homes, whether it's rental or purchase, as a result of spending money on pot rather than paying the bills so the family have a home to stay in. Now, ladies and gentlemen, can you say that that's all right? Can you say that there's no nexus, no connectivity between the skyrocketing of crime and the skyrocketing of home foreclosures and dispossession in the state of California? You must look at it and understand that these numbers, statistical data, started to skyrocketing increase after the legalization of marijuana in the state of Colorado. By the way, state of Colorado made the statement. It was all the ads and the things that they were saying in relationship to why people needed to vote marijuana to be utilized legally in the state of Colorado was that the fact that if you do that, it will snuff out the black market, i.e. the unlicensed marijuana sales. Now, as a result of what is taking place today, I've got an article that says that now the marijuana dispensaries and the marijuana growers are begging the state of Colorado to stop issuing marijuana growth license and dispensary license because the businesses are failing unless they increase the THC level in the pot that they're selling. Ladies and gentlemen, it is addictive, and it's designed to do that, to keep bringing back purchasers. If you like chocolate candy bars and you want to buy chocolate candy bars, I'm using this only as an illustration, poor as it may be, I like chocolate. But if the chocolate didn't have the flavor it had, I'd stop buying chocolate bars. So they got to keep the intense flavor in the chocolate bar for me to keep wanting my chocolate candy bar. Ladies and gentlemen, they're doing the same thing, but on a much higher, more dangerous, and what I would call demonic level, in the increasing of the THC and the marijuana to keep people hooked, to keep the clientele coming back. And I go further with the reading the statistical data. Divorce, spousal abuse have dramatically increased in the state of Colorado after they legalized marijuana for recreational use. Traffic, listen, ladies and gentlemen, traffic accidents due to the drivers being under the influence of pot have gone off the charts. In fact, the police officers in the state of Colorado, the law enforcement in the state of Colorado. See, there's not an instrument they can determine if you're inebriated with alcoholic beverages with a breathalyzer test. There's no test that a traffic officer can give you on the road if you're under the influence of marijuana. The only thing they can do is determine, are you zigging and zagging in the traffic, weaving in and out? Are you unable to control the vehicle at intersections, et cetera, and stop the car on that basis? But ladies and gentlemen, those that are driving under the influence of marijuana have astronomically increased in the state of Colorado since they've legalized it as a recreational drug. Listen to this statistical data. Teens and preteens, drug overdose, and even deaths have destroyed families as a result of marijuana-laced candies, gumdrops, chewing gum, chocolate bars, chocolate chip cookies, et cetera, et cetera. They today have hundreds, and not just Colorado, but they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of what I call goodies that are being packaged and bagged and boxed to look like regular treats, if you will, that the teens and preteens see that mom and dad's using, that mom and dad's imbibing in. And as a result of that, they will try it. And so the hospitals, emergency rooms, are being filled with teens and preteens being rushed to the emergency room as a result of having marijuana in their system that they did not know they were taking. Multitudes of them are dying as a result of it. And for somebody to tell me that marijuana is okay, not to worry about it, it's my personal choice, it's my personal life. But ladies and gentlemen, it's destroying the generation that's before us today. It's destroying homes and families as a result of it. Colorado is a good example. Washington State is another example. Oregon is another example. California is a major example. But ladies and gentlemen, Colorado, California, Washington, Oregon, all of those states bragged about the fact that if we legalize marijuana, it will stop the black market and we can collect taxes on it. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just fast track and say this. In Colorado and Oregon and Washington State, they spend $4, that's the average, that was the statistic from 2021, spend $4 for social services for every $1 they collect in pot taxes. So the idea is that they sold the public on that we'll have money for schools, we'll have money for roads, money for bridges, we'll have tax money galore if we just legalize this thing that's going to kill our populace, but let's legalize it so we can get the dollars, but they're spending 4-to-1 of the money that comes in for taxes just for social services because of homes being wrecked, families being destroyed, and divorce skyrocketing as a result of it, ladies and gentlemen. We need to understand the black market of pot sales has skyrocketed, and the so-called reason for legitimizing it and legalizing marijuana in the state of Colorado in particular was to control sales and to produce taxes to stop the black market. Ladies and gentlemen, the people of Colorado were lied to. The people of Oregon, Washington State, California, and every other state that's legalized marijuana, they've been lied to by those that want to get funds from it. It is the industry itself, those growers and those distributors that are now promoting it and pushing, and the lobbyists behind the scenes buying politicians on a state and national level to legalize that, which is destroying our society. It's destroying the bodies and the homes and the families. Ladies and gentlemen, the black market in Colorado, for example, has gone up exponentially as a result of it. I'm looking at an article, and I'll read portions of this, and then we'll take our next caller. Colorado Division of Criminal Justice publishes report on impact of marijuana legalization in Colorado. Impacts on marijuana legalization in Colorado report, which represents data on marijuana-related topics, including crime, impaired driving, hospitalization, emergency room visits, usage rates, effects on youth, and more. Total revenue from taxes, license, and other fees for about 2,700 licensed marijuana businesses total more than $387 million in the year of 2020 in Colorado. Over the past 10 years, this article says, Colorado has seen increases in marijuana-related hospitalizations, emergency room visits, poison control calls, DUIs, fatal crashes where drivers tested positive for marijuana. the number of court filings for marijuana-related felonies and charges related to the Colorado Organized Crime Control. Further, the article states, the prevalence of marijuana or marijuana in combination with combination identified by Colorado State Patrol officers are impairing substances in a DUI increase from 12% to 31% just in the past 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, the article, it's a massive article with the statistical data. The number of traffic fatalities where a driver tested positive for cannabis increased by 140%. Rates of hospitalization with marijuana-related billing codes rose prior to the legalization and experienced over 100%. School discipline data, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, and indicated that marijuana infractions accounted for 30% of all student expulsions and 34% of all law enforcement referrals to the Colorado public school system, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't convince me that because it's legal on a some state and on a national level, at whatever level that may be, you cannot convince me because government says it's okay, that God will approve it. It just doesn't work that way. We're finding today where multiple states are wanting all drugs to be legalized, all hard drugs, and pot, marijuana itself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's destroying our culture. It's destroying our families. It's destroying our future. It's destroying anything that would be called morals and ethics and values in our nation. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you very much for your show. I used to smoke a whole lot of marijuana when I was younger, and I never was out of control driving a vehicle or anything like that. I don't know if they're lacing the marijuana today with other chemicals, but I always had full control of my my mind when I was under the influence of marijuana. I was never
Kevin, let me jump in for just a minute. You say you had full control of your mind. As far as your mind can conceive and perceive, you had full control.
Yes.
But that begs to be differed with as to what full control would connote. But go ahead.
So I've done all kinds of other drugs. Cocaine, I noticed, was very, very deadly because all you want to do is more and more and more after you did the cocaine. But the real problem in this country, drug of problem, is fentanyl. They say fentanyl is killing more people than anything on the face of the earth right now. And alcohol is the number one drug that kills more people than anything. Alcohol. But they got that legal. So, but fentanyl is right behind alcohol, and there's police that are saying that two people a day die in Brevard County for fentanyl drug overdose.
Yes, and fentanyl, Kevin, if I could jump in and say this, what they're finding today is that all of your drugs, cocaine, meth, heroin, marijuana, et cetera, are now being laced with fentanyl unknown to the user, and it's killing millions and millions across America today. And we claim to be concerned about the fentanyl, and we should be. But we're not concerned about the carrier pigeon, if you will, that carries that, and that is the marijuana. But a major, major thing that I want our listeners and perhaps you to understand, Kevin, is that these factors are real in society, but it does not make it reasonable to think that somehow, some way, that God's word should be modulated in some fashion to allow it to be so. The reason, and I've got a massive article on the subject that, for example, the article states that today's marijuana is not what mom and dad and grandpa took back in the 60s. Now, that didn't make it right back in the 60s, but they are intensifying. This is a fact, a scientific fact. They're intensifying the amount of THC in the marijuana in order to purposely hook, to cause to be addicted to, so that their business will continue to increase, because if they can get the users addicted, they'll come back for more and more until it levels off. They realize that it's not giving them the buzz they wanted, and so they increase the THC more so that the buzz will be higher. It hooks, it addicts the people. And the Bible is very, very clear. If we're saved, we're going to want to be holy as God is holy, as the word calls us to do. We're going to recognize that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. God. We're going to recognize the fact that we ought not to abuse the body, the temple of God. And we find in Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, Kevin, that in the last days, we will be living in a pharmakeia control society. Now, I don't know about you, but I am reticent to embrace that and say, okay, let's do it even more quickly. It is a sad, sad shame to see what we're doing to ourselves as a nation. And the governmental officials, the bureaucrats in Washington and across our states are doing it for the dollars. They're doing it because of the bribes and the blackmail and the legislative inducement based on the politicians and those that are coming in as lobbyists. That's what they're making the decisions on. The decisions, Kevin, are certainly not being made by our legislators and those that are in leadership roles based on what's best for the nation. If they were basing it on what's best for the nation, we would outlaw it 100%, completely, totally. Going back, Kevin, to a thought, and then we'll go to our next caller. The very thing that caused cigarettes to ultimately be outlawed in America was the amount of chemicals in it that caused the addiction that destroyed the bodies, the brains, the minds, and the lungs. And that very same thing, that identical thing, is happening today with the marijuana. And yet we're openly embracing it as a people, as a culture. And I'm saddened to say, as churches and denominations are saying nothing and embracing it themselves. But Kevin, I'm praying for you, praying, brother, that you will turn it all loose and just allow the work of God through the Holy Spirit to move and mandate and motivate in our lives that we might be salt and light that God's called us to be. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to tell Kevin that he just didn't get any good stuff. He wasn't spending any money. He was getting little $5 bags because I wrecked my brand-new 85 Corvette smoking marijuana, and I convinced myself it would fly. It wouldn't fly. But
it's not funny, but I hear you.
I'm ashamed of it. I'm not proud of it.
Yes.
But alcohol, you can make it different proof, but there's not much they can do to enhance alcohol. Alcohol's alcohol. But nicotine can be, you can ramp it up, and that's what they continually do is ramp it up. But Dr. Youngblood, to quote you, you know, the left, the liberals, come up with all this crazy things, you know, whether it's marijuana, whether it's whatever kind of drug it is, whether it's abortion, whether it's free money. They come up with all these causes or ideas, and guess who pays for it? The right. They wind up and clean the mess up and pay for it. And I just really would like the listeners to stop and think about it. When you hear something from the left and it sounds too good to be true, guess what? It's too good to be true.
Absolutely. And Tom, I'm looking at an article. I'll read a brief one or two statements and then get your take on it. The legalization of marijuana in Colorado, the impact is found. Medical and recreational marijuana are destroying the health and the social fabric in Colorado. This article further says, since recreational marijuana was legalized, traffic deaths in the drivers tested positive for marijuana increased 109%. Colorado traffic deaths increased by 31%. Since recreational marijuana was legalized, traffic deaths involving drivers who tested positive for marijuana more than doubled from 55 to 115. This equates to one person being killed every 3 days in Colorado after that was legalized. Since recreational marijuana was legalized, the percentage of all Colorado deaths that are marijuana-related increased from 15 to 23. That's just numbers. Marijuana usage for 12-year-old and older increased 58%. Adult marijuana use increased from 94% to 96% higher than the national average. The yearly number of emergency department visits related to marijuana increased 54% overnight. The yearly number of marijuana-related hospitalization increased 101%. And it goes on and on and on and on with the numbers. Tom, this is my question. if we know that this is the fact, why would anyone, in your opinion, want to dabble into something that's going to destroy your mind, your brain, your family, and perhaps take your life? Why would a person do that?
Because the devil's telling them to do that. That
right
they're
on,
get,
yes.
Just like he told Eve about the fruit, the devil is telling them it's going to make them smarter. It's going to do sexual performance will be better, all these things, which is just a sack of lies. And Dr. Youngblood, when you smoke pot, whatever your thoughts and feelings, that's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's a false sense of reality. So what is wrong with reality? It's there anyway. It's surrounding all around you. Why not just go through life and deal with reality? Why listen to the devil and all his lies? But Dr. Youngblood, getting back what I said about I wrecked my new Corvette, the bill was around $12,000 to fix it. Somebody had to pay for that. So to think that you're going to get through this with recreational marijuana and not run insurance costs up, health costs up, all of those things, that's just not reality. And I thank you so much for bringing this subject up today. You always bring up the hard subjects facing us in society today.
Thank you for that. And I'm praying that people will be listening. They will be understanding the dangers of it and saying no to it and wanting to please God in and through our lives. Tom, thank you so much for your call. You're spot on. Continue to look up. Our redemption is drawing nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, quickly in the last few moments that we have on the broadcast today, let me just give you a few of the statistical facts that we need to understand. Fact number one is one out of 10 will become addicted to the marijuana, just like alcoholic beverages, et cetera. You don't know how many is going to be addicted. 10 might participate, and 2, 3, 4, half a dozen, or 9 of them. We don't know. Marijuana will cause permanent loss of memory, mental ability. This impairment does not rebound after you stop taking or using marijuana. Marijuana causes anxiety, depression, psychotic episodes, and suicide. Suicide potential for those involved in marijuana is about 42%, according to the statistics. Marijuana destroys coordination, focus, and wrecks any academic performance and possibility of academic achievement. Driving under the influence of pot will cause accidents and kill others. It will destroy the coordination. It makes it difficult to respond to signals and sounds on the road. Contrary to what people think, ladies and gentlemen, marijuana is a demonic process to get you into the process and habit of using something that alters the mind, alters the heart and the direction, and takes our mind and heart and focus and commitment away from the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Do not allow anything to prevent you from being what God has created you to be. He created us fearfully and wonderfully made for our service and surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So hang in there. Don't turn just because Biden says it's okay, just because by fiat he's made it legal, if you will. Don't allow Satan to deceive you with it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. This broadcast, looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.